Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shir, Hachitas Rashi, Benesinas Geta Aide Kinyan. And in the previous shir, we saw a slew of questions on Rashi, again based on the shir of Gaon HaGadol, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Zecher Tzadik Uvracha. Today was his Yahrzeit, Gimel Tevis. It's always a schus to learn his Torah, Baruch Hashem. We have many, many shiurim based on his Torah, and we hope to continue for many years to come, because there is little in life that I can think of that even comes close to the sweetness of Taurus Reb Chaim. So he says as follows, Vanir b'yishuv shita sirashi, after all the kashas we saw in the previous shir, now we're going to get to the Mahalach. But we have to begin with the shita of the shita mekubetis and bav metziya daf chof heo mit beiz b'shem tofsus chitzonios, who write that a chotzer is only kone when first the chotzer was his, and only then the mitziah came into the chotzer. But if the mitziah was in the chotzer before the chotzer was his, he's not kone. So if someone's kone a chotzer, and there's already a mitziah in the chotzer, when he's kone it, he's not kone the chotzer. He's not kone the mitziah. When is he kone the mitziah? Only if first he was kone of the chatzer, and then the mitziah came into the chatzer. But if first the mitziah came to the chatzer, and then it's kone of the chatzer, he's not kone. He brings a raya from the shayla of the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. If agav requires tsvurin, if when a person makes a kinyan agav, that he's kone karka metalkal in agav karka, does that require that? Do we require that the talkalin be on the karka? That they be tzavar ala karka, that they be piled up on the karka. Now, if we require tzvurim on that side, that we require tzvurim, why do we need to come on to agav? Why do we need to come on to agav? Tepeg le midin chotzer. Why don't we just say that he's kona midin chotzer? You don't have to come on to agav if it's tzavur. Ela shema mina, from Dante's Gedringen, that he is only kona the chotzer when the chutzer was his, at the time when the metaltalin came into the chutzer. But if the metaltalin already there beforehand, it doesn't work, and therefore you need to come on to agav. Agav, kinyan akarka, you're also calling the metaltalin. But mitzad chutzer wouldn't work if it's tzavur, because the metaltalin are there before your kona the karka. I ain't sham in the shita mekubetzes b'shem tosfos chitzonios. Vine, we have a kasha in this shita from our sugya, from unzer sugya daf chav aleph amud aleph in Gittin that we discussed in the previous year. If a person puts a get b'chatzeroi and then he writes a shtar matona on this get, on this chotzer, and then the woman is koina the chotzer, she gets divorced, because she's koina the get together with the chotzer. Aye, the get was already in the chotzer before she made the kinyan. Shtaka kasha. How could she be koina the get? It was already in the chotzer before the kinyan. If the get came to the chotzer after the kinyan, first came the kinyan chotzer, and then she put the get in, say there. But here, the get was already there before. So how she divorced? Lefi the shita mekubetzes. Val derech zu kashim isugya didaf ein zayin. That we saw in the previous year, 77b, a shchiv meira writes a get for his wife. And then he has his wife acquire that place where the get is. And in that way she's divorced. But Rabbanu Shalom, how is she divorced? The get was already there before she made the kinyan chotzer. Doesn't work. Yet the Gemara says she's divorced. Also, a Maisa, a famous Maisa in the Gemara. It's famous because it got into the first parak of Bava Metzia. When you get into the right places in Shas that they learn in the yeshivas, you become famous. Gemara there relates that there was a Maisa with Rabban Gamliel and the Zakenim that were coming on a ship. And Rabban Gamliel remembered that he hadn't taken off Maisers. So Rabban Gamliel said that Maisa Rishon that I'm going to measure when I get home is given to Yoshua Bar Hananya, one of the Zakenim that was with him on the ship. And the Makom of the Maisa is Muskerlo, is rented out to him. And he accepted from him the payment for renting out that place. And another tenth, Maiser Ani, that I'm going to measure when I get home, I'm giving it to Akiva ben Yosef, who is a Gabbai Tztak. He was also one of the Zakenim on the ship. So he should be Zorcha for the Aniyim. And the Makom of the Maiser Ani is Muskalo. He was a Makabal Menus Chayar B'Makom. And why were they Kone? They were Kone Alt Kinyan Chotzer. Now that they were Kone the place, they can be kind of the food on the place, mitzad kinyan chatzer. Shtei chatzero konelo, Rashi says. And the shaila is, how does this work? You can't, that's not according to the Shita Mekubetzes. You can't make a kinyan chatzer this way. The Mises were there before. So it appears as follows. The Ritva says in Kiddushin, on page 26a, that Bekinyan Agav, Kona Akarka Vamataltlin Ka'achas, Beloy Kadima Klal. The Ritva says that when you make a Kinyan Agav, you're kone the land and the metaltalin simultaneously. One doesn't precede the other. When you're kone, it's the metaltalin, agav the karka, the kinyan happens simultaneously of both. Mashen kein b'chotzer, shekone t'chila es ha-chotzer, ve'acharga kone es ha-metaltalin. By a chotzer, first, you're kona the chutzer, and only afterwards you're kona the metaltalin. And the Shachar writes that way as well in Choshen Mishpat, Kuf Tzadi Ches, Asif Kotten Zayin, and Simen Reish Beis, Asif Kotten Gimel. Frekt the Ktzos HaChoshen in Kuf Tzadi Ches, Asif Kotten Beis, and the Nesivis in Reish Beis, Asif Kotten Aleph, and in the Machane Ephraim, Hilchos Kinyan Chotzer Simen Yudalid, from what it says later on in Ayin Zayin Amid Beis, that Gita v'chatzera boim ke'achas, she gets the get and the chutzer simultaneously. So what do you mean, Ritva and Shach, when you say that by a kinyan chutzer first is a kinyan of the chutzer and then the metaltalin? You see that Gita v'chatzera boim ke'achas, it's simultaneous, it's not the metaltalin after the chutzer. And we see that in numerous places, that Gita v'chatzera boim ke'echod. Rashi writes that way in our sugi as well. And of Chof Aleph. And they also ask from the Maisa of Rabban Gamliel and the Zakenim. The Rabban Gamliel says that Maisa that I'm going to measure out, they're given to Yehoshua, Umakoma Muskulo. So there, he's doing the Hakna of the Chotzer and the Metaltalim Ka'achas. And he's Kona B'din Chotzer. So it's not first Kinyan Chotzer and then the Metaltalin. He's Makneh at them at the same time. Isu Shani Osid Lamud Nasin Yoshua Umakomo Muskerlo. So the Miser in that place and the place are now Musker to him at the same time, are given to him at the same time. And that's not like the Shach, who holds that if you're makne the chotzer and the metaltalim ka'achas, you're not kona midin chotzer. Ayin Sham in the aforementioned sources, Ktzos Nesivus Machane Ephraim. So in order to answer this, we could say as follows, that only by a get we say that Gita v'chatzeira boim ke'echot. But by kinyonei mamon, you can't be kona ka'achas. Rather, after the chotzer is already his, then it's kona for him. But not by a get. By a get, you can't ask from get, my sweet friends, because by get, you can have gita v'chatzeira boim ke'echot. And the whole yisod of the shach is only talking about kinyanei mamon. There you have to first have the chotzer, and then you're kona the metaltalin. But by get, you could be kona the chotzer and the get simultaneously. And the reason is, because by get, it's enough to have nesina be'alma. And you don't need teras kinyan, shetizka isha beget. By get, it's enough just to give it. You don't have to have a kinyan on the get, that the woman should be zoch on the get. This is a famous yisoda, the ktzosim in reish, sif kot nehe, that we have to hold on to very strongly. And remember, that by a get, there's no need to make a kinyan. You don't need Torah's kinyan by a get. All you need by a get is nesina be'alma. You just need to give. But not a kinyan, not Torah's kinyan. No formal acquisition necessary. And because of this, you can be zarcha the get together with the chatzer. Because when you give the chatzer over, you're also giving the get over with the chatzer. Simultaneous. You don't need to make a kinyan. But by kinyan, a mamin, that the chatzer is chone for the bailim. No. First you have to own it. And then after you own the chatzer can be kona for you. But it can't come at the same time. You want your chatzer to be kona for you. So first it has to be your chatzer. And then once it's your chatzer, stage two is a millisecond later, it's kona for you. But not at the same time. First it has to be yours, and then it's kona for you. Logic. But if you just need nesina, and it doesn't, the chatzer doesn't need to be kona for you, so you're giving over both at the same time. You're giving over the chatzer together with the get. And it's not that the chatzer has to be kona for you. If the chatzer has to be kona for you, first you have to own the chatzer, and then it can be kona for you. So for and for the kasha on the ritva and the shach, because the ritva and the shach were talking about when they said that first the chatzer is kona. First you go to the chotzer, and then the metaltalin, they're talking about maso matin. They were talking about mitzia, maso matin, business transactions. Whereas the kasha was by from gita v'chatzer boim ke'echot, that's something else. There, the heinachinami, they would agree it could be simultaneous. And according to this, we can also answer the kasha from Gamliel and Zakenim, based on the ktsos and reish mem gimel. Siv Kotten Dalit, that Chayra Shaita V'Kotten have Zechiyah B'Matnes Kehuna. Because Matnes Kehuna is Schar Pe'ula. It says in the Pasuk Nasati Kol Maiser, etc. Chelef Avoidaschem. And you could be Poirei Achov to a Baal Chov Kotten, to a Baal Chov Kotten. This is Priyas Chov. You owe the Shevet Levi for their work. So to pay off a debt, you could even pay off a Kotten. In other words, you don't need darche kinyanim kedei liskos behem. And it's enough that the matanos come into their hand. So since matnes kahuna, it's enough to have nesina, so it's the same category as get. It can be simultaneous. The get together with the matnes, the chotzer together with the matnes kahuna. Matnes kahuna is schar pe'ula. You don't need a formal kinyan. It can even be given to a katan who can't make a kinyan. All you have to do is do nesina, and that's enough. So that's why Rav Gamliel could be makna the matnas kuna ka'achas im schiris ha'mokom, because when it comes to nesina, that's enough. Only masu matn, first you need the kinyan of the chatzir, and only then can you be kona the metaltalin. Would appear that the yisod for this chiluk between chatzir, ben get lemasu matin umetzia, we have in the divrei ba'al iter b'maimer schirus, who writes that chatzir has schura, einoy koine lasoicher. Says the ba'al iter that if you have a rented courtyard, that rented courtyard cannot be kona for the renter. It can't be kona the items with it for the renter. So tzarech iyun l'shitaso. How's he going to explain sigas hagemara begit nine zayin amid beis? Certain guy threw a get to his wife, and the get fell in his chatzer. And the gemara's conclusion is that since he was mashil her a place in his chatzer for the get, where the get was, she's kona. That she should be able to be kona the get, and therefore she's megureshes. So you see, mefurish now, like the Ba'al HaIter, who holds that chatzer aschura ain't a kona lasoicher. You see that chatzer aschura is kona lasoicher. Unless you want to say here she was kona midin agav. Akoponim mevur mizeh sheafilu shechotzer haschura loy mahani lekinyan. That even though when it comes to a chotzer haschura the Ba'al HaIter is correct that it can make a kinyan, but when it comes to get, she can be divorced. We want to make a chiluk between kinyonim and gittin. And the chiluk is that beginning, you don't need a kinyon. By get, all you need is nesina be'alma. V'nesina saget l'chatzar aschura, and mikri shapir nesina. That's called a good nesina. When you give the get in the chatzar aschura, with the rented out courtyard. When it comes to masu matin, no. Chatzar aschura is not kona for you. But when all you need is nesina, then a chatzar aschura is b'seder gamor. Ubirah dover. What's the explanation? That chatzar aschura, that isn't a rented out courtyard, where a kinyan is not effective, it can't be kona for you. It's because the etzem achotzer, the courtyard itself, is the property of the maskir, and therefore how can the chsoicher be kona what comes into this on this karka and this chotzer? Aval harishus, that belongs to the soicher. He's the bailim linyan zchus hishtamshus. So this domain is called his domain. So the etzem makom is not acquired to him, but it's still his domain. He has zchus hishtamshus, and because of this, by a get, the dino benesino. By a get, where there is a din of nesina, it's enough if you have a chatzer, shehi reshusa, even though the etzem chatzer is not hers. But here all you need is nesina, so it's enough that it's her reshus. She's allowed to walk in there. She's allowed to do whatever she wants in there. So that's enough for get, but for nesina, all you need is it should be reshusa. But when it comes to making a kinyan, you can't make a kinyan because it's not yours. You need that the etzem hachatzer should be yours, and it's not. So you see, he sold for this chilek b'din chotzer ben get l'maso matan u'mitziya. That by maso matan and mitziya, there's a kinyan of the chotzer. And therefore, first you have to actually own the chotzer, and then you're konen. But by get, all that's necessary is nesina. So mela could be simultaneously with the kinyan, or you don't even need a kinyan. It can even be borrowed to you, lent to you, rented to you. Because all you need is nesina. For nesina, you don't have to actually own the etzem property. You just have to be able to. It should be your rishus. Okay. So anachnu b'chatzia derech, and Baruch Hashem, we learned Yisod HaSniflaim. One thing about Reb Chaim is that each shir is just mola Yisodos. It's every time you just a big Yisod here and a big Yisod there, and besides for entering all the kashes, but also you get big principles for life. You have to walk around with this. You have to know these things. Okay, terrific. So Mirtz Hashem, I believe Neder Hashem should give us the koach and the moach. And in the next shir, we will continue and ultimately come to a yishuv of Divrei Rashi and Gittin Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, which is ultimately our goal in this shiurim. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.